This is Morning Edition. One of the largest Ku Klux Klan demonstrations in North Carolina was in the summer of 1966. That's when Klansmen marched in full regalia through downtown Raleigh. Race and Southern Culture reporter Leonita Inge says that day was also historic because the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. was in the capital city.
The Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. visited North Carolina many times. Records even show the civil rights leader refined his famous I Have a Dream speech in Rocky Mount just months before the March on Washington.
I have a dream that one day, right here in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will meet at the table of brotherhood. Knowing that out of one blood, God made all men to dwell upon the face of earth. I have a dream.
But there doesn't seem to be a recording of King's address to more than 5,000 people at Reynolds Coliseum on the NC State University campus just a few years later. In fact, NC State professor Jason Miller says there are barely any photographs either.
The magnifying glass is showing me these startling images that were taken by News and Observer photographers on that day. Eight of them were sent out to cover the Klan rally. None of them were sent out to cover Dr. King.
Miller discovered at the State Archives of North Carolina some 150 never-before-developed photos from that day, July 31, 1966, all from the Klan rally up and down Fayetteville Street. Some of those photos and a lesson in history that was almost lost make up the new exhibit when MLK and the KKK met in Raleigh.
That really is a startling reminder of what Dr. King's status was here. He could go to Chicago and speak to 60,000 people. He could come here and nobody wanted to cover it. And so they sent an AP photographer and a UPI photographer, no one locally, to actually snap these iconic images.
The exhibit at NC State runs through February 7th at the Witherspoon Student Center. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.